Morning.
Good morning.
I couldn't hear them because of y'all.
Sorry. We welcome you to worship here at College Park. A few announcements we'll make as we get started. We want to say welcome to all those for Graduate Sunday. It is a big day in the life of about 12 of our church members. Very excited for today and all that that means for these graduates and their families. We want you to know there will be a processional, a time of processional and a time of recessional. We'll ask you guys to stand at both times just a little bit later in the service as our graduates enter and leave the sanctuary. So thank you for that. Because it is Graduate Sunday, we will not be having children's time today. So kids make note of that. In two Saturdays, we're kicking back off our Family Mission Days. This is something we started last year, where we have families and friends gather together on Saturday morning from 9 until 12 on June the 23rd, and we'll be spreading out in our community to reach out to our neighbors doing small construction projects, and so we hope that you are planning on participating with that, and it's going to be a big, big day. We thank everybody for being here this morning. We want to find out who is in worship today. And the way that we do that, there are pew pads on the inside aisle of every pew. We invite members and guests. If you could fill that out for us, give us your name, your contact information, and check the appropriate boxes. Send it down so everybody has a chance to fill that out on the pew. Once it gets to that last person, if you could send it back to where it got started. We do ask, once it comes back to that first person who filled it out on your pew today, if you could tear out the pages that were used, that will help our ushers collect those after the service. Thank you for that. Reminder to our preschoolers and preschool families, we are having day camp on Tuesday mornings this summer. It starts not this Tuesday, but next Tuesday from 9 until 12. All the details can be found on our children's website. You can register there. It's going to be a big summer. It'll last all summer long, every Tuesday morning from 9 until 12. I think Big Raj has an announcement.
Good morning. Well, I'm here to talk to you about our summer mission project again. We are on the goal of $28,000 to build a house Winterville this summer, and we're at $9,500 and three more weeks to go. So I need your help so we can meet this goal. Our sign-up sheets are out in the hallway for those of you who are willing to go and help us this summer. Young people, we need your help. We had a refrigerator and a bed donated this week, Trey's teacher, and there are a few other things coming in. If you will check on the board and see where you can help out and get us moving towards our goal of $28,000.
Thank you. Just a few weeks away, aren't we?
Yeah, we hope to get the footings in.
Very good. Thank you, Roger. For those who don't know, our church heads down each summer, the first week of July, and we, as a church body, as a congregation, we build a house or help Grifton Mission Ministries to build a home there in the Grifton, North Carolina area. We need lots of hands-on people. We need lots of food providers. We need a lot of prayer support, money support. So lots of ways for all of us to participate. So we're looking forward to that in just a few weeks. Reminder to our youth, we're kicking off the summer tonight. We have our summer series at 5:30, meet here, and we're headed to a pool party tonight. We've got some things that are happening. Want you to be a part of that. Reminder, I think that's all the reminders. Yeah. Anything else? Reminders? We're good. We want to say a special welcome to our guests this morning. We're especially blessed by your presence today. If you're a guest, we'd like for you just to raise your hand right where you are. The ushers will recognize you and give you a packet of information. Inside this packet, you'll find a letter from our pastor welcoming you to our congregation. Also, a little bit of the story of College Park and a newsletter that tells you what's going on in the life of our church. So thank you. Thank you for your presence today. Graduation. That's a big word. And there's a lot that goes into that word. Graduation. Whether it is preschool graduation, middle school or elementary to middle school graduation, middle school to high school to college, college to graduate school or life, graduation is a powerful word. It implies taking forward steps, moving forward. And the question for all of us today is, how is God moving us forward? So as we celebrate Graduate Sunday today, this is a day for all of us. As we look to these graduates and to their families, there's a message for all of us. How is God wanting us to move forward? It's time now for our graduate procession. I invite you now to please stand. Be seated.
Lord, how good to know that you are here with us this morning. Lord, Scripture says that where two or three are gathered, you will be in their presence. And Lord, as we gather this morning in your presence, Lord, let our songs and our prayers be spoken and sung to you. Lord, let them not be something we do just because it's what we're supposed to do in this hour. But Lord, help us to engage heart and soul and mind and strength. Help us to know you in this time. Lord, help us to attune our hearts to you. And Lord, help us to change and be transformed by your presence this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Our God and King, lift up
I hope that everyone has had opportunity to take a look at the insert for the class of 2012. You'll see many of our graduates listed there, our high school, our college, and our post undergraduate degrees. We have a class from a variety of schools, and we're excited about them giving us a little information about what they've been doing in between exam pack runs and what's been going on, where they're headed, and how they think God is setting their future. So over the next few moments, we're going to follow the order here, and each of our graduates will come forward, and they will speak just a moment, and then you'll be able to see what's happening in their lives. Let's start with Christine.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So for those of you that don't yet know me, my name is Christine Edmonds, and I have just recently graduated from UNCG with a bachelor's in psychology. I recently accepted an incredible opportunity where I'll be able to fulfill a passion of mine through encouraging the social and emotional development of children that have been placed in a therapeutic foster care. So when I was preparing what I would say today, I reflected back on all of the opportunities that I've had and that you guys have offered here to me through this church. And though there are way too many for me to name off today, I would like to point out a couple that have been essential in my journey of where I am today and where I feel I am called to spend over the next year of my life. The two that have contributed the most were the New York mission trip, where we went to New York, I think it was Brooklyn, New York, correct? And we spent the week leading a children's day camp. And the other opportunity you all provided for me was the year, my first year in college, you all allowed me to teach Sunday school to the toddlers here. So I thank you for providing me with such a strong support system. I am truly blessed.
Good morning. I'm Brooks Godwin. Good morning. Appreciate that, Roger. My name is Brooks Godwin. I just recently graduated from Wake Forest University with a Bachelor of Arts in Psychology and a minor in History. I really just wanted to take this opportunity to thank all of you for all the prayers and support that you've given me over the last 4 years. I consider myself really lucky to have been able to go to Wake and be here in town, so that I always had a friendly and familiar place to come on Sunday mornings, whether it was just somebody giving me a word of encouragement or, you know, just saying hello and talking some Wake basketball with me. I really enjoyed having that opportunity here. As for next year, I just recently interviewed for a job here in Winston. I should hear back from that in the upcoming week. If that does not work out, then I've got a scholarship to go to the Master's of Arts in Management program, Graduate Business School at Wake Forest. So either way, I'll be here, and I look forward to seeing you all a lot next year. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Bryn Hobson. I just recently graduated from East Carolina University with my Master's in Communication, and some of y'all might have gotten a resume insert in the bulletin. And I will make myself available after church for any job offers you would like to give me, as I am currently looking. So thank you.
Good morning. My name is Lucy Matthews, and I know many of you all, and I just graduated recently with a K-6 education degree and a minor in Spanish, and it's really such an honor and a joy to be here again this morning. I wanted to share something with you out of a out of Colossians chapter 1 that I just recently studied myself and just would invite you to listen. And it says, "He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent." And so the reason I wanted to share that with you this morning is that what the point of our relationship as the body of Christ is not for our own gratification. And the reason we come up here this morning to thank you all is not because of anything we've done for each other, but rather that Christ holds us together. And I hope that you would be encouraged this morning and just know how much I have loved and appreciated being able to be a part of this body of Christ and to see the way that you all love the Lord and then how that bonds us together. Because apart from Christ, we don't have anything in common. Like, Christ is that common thread that holds us together, as Christ is what holds everything together, because everything was created for him and by him. So thank you so much. I, in the fall, I'm actually getting married and will be... we'll be moving probably to Maryville, Tennessee to serve. My fiance is looking to be a youth pastor in the fall. So we're excited about what the Lord's doing and look forward just to keeping up with you guys and continuing to pray for you all as a body as you have prayed for me. So thank you very much.
Hello, I'm David Saba, and I have just recently graduated from Mount Tabor High School. Go Spartans. And I just want to thank all of you for being a support group. I've had a lot going on in my life, and it's been kind of hard, but it's great that I always have the College Park family willing to encourage me and pray for me, and that's been awesome and something that I've really needed, so thank you. And this fall, I will be going to Appalachian State University, go Mountaineers, and I will be planning to double major in theater and political science. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Raj, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. Well, my name is Sydney Sowers, and I'm happy to announce that just 3 weeks ago, I graduated cum laude from Meredith College. I received a degree in child development and a kindergarten through sixth grade licensure. It seems it was just yesterday that I stood before this congregation to celebrate the end of my high school career and the beginning of my college journey. My calendar was full of special dates, and the next 4 years were planned out. Today, I stand before you in a different season of life. My journey is not yet mapped out, yet I'm still waiting. I'm waiting on God's direction and the thaw of the Wake County hiring freeze. Today, I celebrate my faith that has brought me this far. I celebrate God's grace because I know that he has exciting things planned for me. I'm also very thankful. I'm thankful for all of the prayer partners, the exam packs, and my church family that always stayed in touch. I'm thankful for Jeff, who introduced me to my college roommate for 4 years, who's given me a friend for life. I'm thankful for Jerry Osborne, Leanne Purnell, Mary Nell Page, Alice Wilson, and for the many other teachers that I just can't name here at College Park, who've encouraged me, prayed for me, and cheered me on. I'm thankful for the Baptist Women's College that fed me, nurtured me, and also challenged me. I'm thankful for my grandparents who made my Meredith dream possible. Thank you for all the calls, the cards, the prayers, and most of all, thank you for believing in me. I earned my Meredith angel wings, and I'm excited to see what God has in store for me. Please know I thank my God for my College Park family, and please continue to pray that I will seek God's will in my life.
Good
Good morning. My name is Tim Summers. I graduated from Gardner Webb University with a Bachelor of Science in Biology and a minor in Chemistry. In the near future, I plan on attending pharmacy school or PA school. I haven't really quite figured that out yet. Kind of spending the summer trying to figure that out. It's a competitive process. It's kind of nerve-wracking trying to figure everything out, but I mean, I'll get it straightened out, but hopefully. But I'd like to thank everybody for the constant support, the letters, the prayers, most of all. I pulled off some miracles, I'd say, through college. I didn't necessarily have the best study habits. That's changing, but I have no doubt that there's prayers from everybody. As long as my parents, I'm sure my mom prayed harder than anybody, but that, you know, made that happen for me, and I really appreciate it, and I thank you all.
That is your class of 2012. Will you join me in asking God's blessings on them? Father, in these moments of worship, it has truly been you speaking through these graduates. As you have been so clearly center of their lives and their plans and their purposes, we thank you for the miracles that you have worked in their lives. We ask, God, in the days that are to come and the decisions that are to be made, and we ask for your wisdom, and we ask for your peace. We thank you for the opportunities that they will have to share your love in the days and weeks and months to come. May they be strengthened first and only by the Holy Spirit as he leads and guides them into a world that needs to know your love. For it's in Jesus' name we pray.
When Sydney was thanking those that teachers and those that had been a part of her life, it struck me as I was thinking about what we were going to be reading this morning. It struck me that there are so many people that add to the Christian development of our young people, our children as they're growing up, and part of that process is helping them to discover the gifts and the talents that they have, and how they can use those for God's glory, not for their glory, but for God's glory. And this morning we're going to read a story about talents, which is a little bit different twist, but again, it's relevant to what we're discussing today in terms of how we use what God has given us so that he can receive the glory. It comes from Matthew chapter 25, and I'll begin reading in verse 14 and be reading down through verse 30. I invite you to participate in the reading if you'd like to by following along. If you have your Bible there, I'll give you just a moment. Matthew chapter 25. If you don't have your Bible, there should be one there in the pew in front of you close by, and you can follow along with me. Matthew 25, and beginning in verse 14, he begins again, and that is a reference back to the previous verses, but again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents of money, to another 2 talents, and to another 1 talent, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received the 5 talents went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more. So also the one with the 2 talents gained 2 more. But the man who had received the 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received the 5 talents brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 talents. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and see your master's happiness. The man with the two talents also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with two talents. See, I've gained two more. And his master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful with a few things. I put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. And then the man who had received the one talent came. Master, he said, I know that you're a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your talent in the ground. See, here's what belongs to you. And his master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well, then you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. Take the talent from him and give it to the one who had 10 talents. For everyone who has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. We could spend probably two or three sermons breaking this down, but we'll apply it to our lives this week as we seek to understand God's word more completely and lived out in our own lives. Let's pray and ask him for his help in that regard. Dear Father, we know that there is so much that you've given us. Father, we know that your expectation is that we use those things, all the things, whether they be emotional, spiritual, material, all that you've given us, Father, we pray that we would commit it to you so that we can see it flourish by your hand, so that we can see your glory revealed in our lives. God, we thank you for each of these graduates as they stand on the brink of an exciting new time in their life. As they wait on you, as they trust you, as they discover fresh each day what an awesome God they serve, what an awesome God we serve. God, we pray for each of us as we seek to minister in your name that we would use the gifts and the talents and all that you've given us to bless those who need blessing, to comfort those who are hurt. Father, to encourage those who've received bad news this week, to comfort the families of those who have lost loved ones this week. Father, all of these things are part of our life, a life that's very dynamic and constantly changing. And we pray that even as life changes, that we would look to you, the one constant in our life, our rock, our peace. For it's in Jesus' precious name that we pray. Amen.
Oh, say congratulations to our high school graduate and all those others who graduated this spring. David, it's been exactly 50 years since I graduated from high school. And as all of you graduates and all of us continue on that proverbial road of life, some days the road will be smooth, some days there'll be bumps in the road. But it's really those bumps and trials in life that help define who we are. We can stay down when we fall, we can wallow in self-pity, or we can look to God for strength and help. And when we do that, then we grow, and we grow in our faith. And by doing so, then we're more able to help others when they have trials in life. And along this proverbial road of life, we will meet people, or we will have people in our lives, as some of you have indicated, that are inspirations to us, that show us their faith and their strength. Just by chance, also this weekend, I may not be able to get through this, my best childhood friend from Murphy is visiting with me this weekend. She is from Atlanta now and is also a retired math teacher. But Sally has had many bumps, many trials in life, and I did get her permission to say that this morning. But with each one of those trials, her witness has grown wider, it has grown stronger, because her faith has grown stronger. She looked to God for help and strength. You do not hear her having a pity party. And as some of you have indicated, we have that person, people in our lives. Sally, you are my inspiration, and I love you. May we pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for these graduates. We thank you for their lives. We thank you for the encouragement, the nourishing, and the nurturing, the support they have received from their families, and also from the teachers, the leaders, and others here at College Park. May we as a church, dear Lord, continue to nurture and teach our little children, our older children, our youth, and any that may come through our doors in the future. Help us to use wisely our time, our talents, and our financial resources as we continue with the ministry and mission of College Park Baptist Church. Bless these gifts that are given today, and bless those that give them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
And the, oh, here we are. Merry Christmas. We need to back away. The question that came to my mind, what's the point? When we think about going through high school, college, grad school, what's the point of all of that stuff that we had to do? Do you remember those late nights where 12 o'clock was early? You had no shot at going to bed that night because that paper was due, or that AP exam was staring you in the face, or that quiz that you just knew the teacher didn't announce, but it was coming, and you had to be prepared. Or you got to class and you realized, there's a test today. You know, those kinds of things. What's the point of all of this stuff that we go through? We have those things too. You don't have to be a student to ask that question. But there are things in our lives we go, what is the point of that? Why do I have to do this? We ask that question. I remember my own college and graduate school experience. I still, to this day, in fact, it happened, I believe, 4 nights ago. I woke up in the middle of the night in a cold sweat thinking, I've missed too many days of class and I'm going to fail out of college. I still feel that. I got myself so worked up that I still have those nightmares of, I haven't done what I needed to get done and my teacher is not going to let me take this exam. You might as well just go on home. I still have those nightmares several years later because we work ourselves up into a frenzy of getting these things done. What's the point of all that time that we spent? Time is a huge thing. What about the money? Those diplomas are expensive pieces of paper. That it is a tremendous amount of money that is spent in education. And I think about, well, the funny thing was, when the ones who just graduated from college, when you left, I didn't have Matthew. I have Matthew now that you're back. 2 months before he was born, I finished paying off my college loan. That's not funny. 2 months before Matthew was born, I finished paying off my college loan and I had to start a new one. It's expensive. What's the point of all that money? And what about the energy that we have to expend? I remember in college to pay the bills and do all those things, I had three jobs and I went to school full time. I remember the amount of energy that it takes to graduate, to dot all the I's and to cross all the T's. And I remember, what's the point? It's a question that I want us to consider this morning. As we look at Philippians chapter 3, Paul asks a very similar question. But not only does he ask it, but he answers it. In Philippians chapter 3, I'm going to read the first 14 verses and then we'll refer back to it. Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. It's no trouble for me to write the same things to you again, and it is a safeguard for you. Watch out for those dogs, those men who do evil, those mutilators of the flesh. For it is we who are the circumcision, we who worship by the Spirit of God, who glory in Christ Jesus, and who put no confidence in the flesh, though I myself have reasons for such confidence. If anyone else thinks he has reasons to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the 8th day, of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, in regard to the law, a Pharisee, as for zeal, persecuting the church, as for legalistic righteousness, faultless. But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. I want to know Christ and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death, and so somehow to attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. The book of Philippians is a short letter from Paul to the church in Philippi. Very early on in the book, you find out how much Paul loves the church in Philippi. He had spent some time with them, and he was writing this letter to them to encourage them to remain joyful and unified. Even in the midst of some teachings that were happening in the community that went against, from Paul's perspective, everything that was important. If you look in the first few verses of chapter 3, he's pretty strong in his language. There were people in Philippi saying that the believers in the church had to follow some of the old Jewish ways. Following the Jewish law, you got to be circumcised to receive Christ. They were putting all these requirements into following Christ. And Paul was trying to set the matter straight. Many of those requirements that you fulfilled in school were created long before you got there. The traditions, the importance of particular parts of your education, all valuable, all important. Even though we don't understand the value, there was a reason. In this, there was a reason prior to Christ for these rules and restrictions and things that the Jewish people had to follow. But Paul was reminding him there was something bigger and greater now that Christ had been resurrected. And he is reminding the people in Philippi, don't listen to those people. Don't listen to those dogs. He used pretty strong language. And it's an important message for us to hear. You know, we can forget sometimes when we're in the middle of that stuff. Those papers and tests and issues. We forget how blessed that we are. Just to have an opportunity to go to all the schools that you went to be educated by some intelligent people, to have money through scholarships, through grants, through loans that you have been provided. That is a blessing. It's easy for us to forget that on midnight when we're doing those papers. God blessed you in the midst of your education. We also don't realize, even as expensive as things are, how blessed we are. 2010, the World Bank did a study, and what it found was, if you made equivalent of $34,000 U.S., those people who made that are in the top 1% of the world's wealthiest people. That is just barely a starting salary for a teacher. $34,000, you are immediately in the world's top 1% of income earners. It's hard. That immediately reminds us, even as expensive as education is, as low as some of our salaries may be to start off with, and they're going to be low, we are blessed. Because the vast majority of our world lives on less than $2 a day. Remember, we are blessed. We have so much to be thankful for. But even as you've graduated, even as you have obtained the bachelor degree or the high school diploma or the graduate degree, let's put it into perspective. Paul is saying here, these guys who want you to follow these laws and these restrictions in addition to following Christ, they don't know Christ, the resurrected Savior. He says here, he was the man. He had the title, he had a long business card, he had been educated, he had importance, he was a man of accomplishment and of the culture, he was valuable. From the world's standards, he was important. But what does he say? He said, all these things that I've done, all these things in my past that I thought were important, that I thought were good for me to have, he says, I consider them rubbish. In comparison to Christ, all these things are dung, garbage, rubbish, trash. They are nothing in comparison to having a relationship with Christ. And so I think about for us is we can easily, I remember being educated both at State and at Campbell. And I remember some of the things my professors taught. Things that make me question our government, the church itself, question politics, question society. It's very easy for us to forget all the ways that God has reached down and touched us and think, how could God exist in a world that allows all this evil and this hurt? Remember, you studied the Holocaust. You studied the Crusades. You studied all these periods in history, and it makes you, could God really exist if he allowed all these things to happen? I remember asking those questions, those difficult questions. And then I was reminded with that still small voice that government may fail us. Church institutions make mistakes. People are flawed. And what Jesus is saying to us, when you're looking for that job, when you're trying to find that starting salary, don't forget the most important part. Even when you go to interview, glorify me with your joy, your attitudes, your actions. Let everything that we do be done for Christ's sake, for his glory. What's the point? Money's not the answer. Your job does not define you. Your GPA does not determine your outcome. Institutions, economies, people are all flawed. But God needs us to run the race with him as the goal, not these other things. Paul was dismissing. Run the race heavenward in Christ Jesus. Serve God where you are. Be humble. Serve people, especially when they don't deserve it. Because guess what? I am flawed. I need Jesus' forgiveness more than anybody else. And we have to be people who approach other people knowing they need forgiveness just as much as I do. I'm going to love them as Jesus loved them. So those difficult bosses, those difficult children, those difficult parents, those difficult requirements, you're going to ask, what's the point? Use your gifts to glorify God. Use what he has already given you. Commit yourself to press on. Strive forward. Strain forward. Be thankful for what God has done in your past. But be excited
about where he's taking you in the future. Hold on to him. When everything else fails, trust in him. When no answers come, seek and you will find. What's the point of our lives? Christ. Because we were the point of his. So much so that he went to the cross. So much so that he sacrificed himself for us. Our prayers are with you in the days to come. We see how God has been using you, teaching you, molding you, even at times when we didn't understand why. The point of your lives will continue to be Christ. And the point of ours will continue to be to pray for you. We thank God for you. And we look forward to what God will continue to do in all of us as we all press on. Let's pray together. Father, this morning's message is, I think, really been for me to be reminded of the many ways that you have blessed. In the busyness of our lives and seeking of jobs or fortune or fame, we often forget that the daily walk with you to do justice, to love mercy, to take care of orphans and widows, to fear you, to follow your commandments, to love you and to love others. These are the points of our lives. It's very, very simple. And in our world, we can make it so complex. Clarify this message for us. Help us to see the truth that you're speaking into our hearts this morning. And may we be strengthened and encouraged to listen for your calling and to press on. In Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. In just a moment, we'll have our hymn of commitment. This is a time for you, where you are, to sing and to stand, to consider what God might be teaching you this morning. You heard maybe a message that you think was intended for just the graduates, but I think God's speaking to all of us this morning. Raymond will be down front for those that would like to pray or to speak a word to him. We ask that you take this time as a moment of reflection and consider how God may be moving you. Let's stand and sing together.
invite you to stay standing for just a moment. At the end of our service, after the recessional, our children's intern for the summer, Megan Wham, is here. She missed last week. She had a thing for school last week. She is here, and she's going to be down front, and we encourage you to come and to shake her hand, hug her neck. We're excited about what she's already done for the summer, but we want you to have an opportunity to meet her. And again, after the benediction and the response, we ask you to remain standing for the graduate recessional. Thank you very much.
Let us pray together. Gracious Father, allow us to go in your peace, with your courage, and with your strength, using what you've given us to give glory to you.
This concludes this week's podcast of our worship service. Thank you for joining us. We would love to hear from our listeners. Please send our pastor an email at raymond@collegeparkbaptist.org. That's raymon@collegeparkbaptist.org. Or call us at 1-336-768-5870. May the peace of the Lord be with you in the coming week.